Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. The worst thing is when you go to somewhere and your missus can't decide what she wants.
Oh, this is classic. Shut up.
This is no, classic. It happens flat out all the time. Yeah, I have to sometimes message my missus the menu of the place we're going
shut
to.
Up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, what a fun show this is going to be. Hey, Thursday night, you can taste that weekend. It's not far away. And we are the only show, Ollie, to not feature Hamish and Andy covering True Story, their brand new TV show, which is at like 8:30 on Channel 9 on Tuesday nights or something.
The largest press tour you'll ever see from the H&A boys. Yeah. We love them, but we just thought we'd be the only show that didn't get them. Just to have a point of difference.
They've been on Drive, they've been on Digital, they've been on Breakfast, they've been on every single slot of radio, apart from this one. And we're proud of it.
We're proud to have a Hamish and Andy free zone. It's not popular, it's not marketable, but we're going with it.
It's also,
hey, Tom.
Please get in contact, boys.
Back to our show, though. Forget about Hamish and Andy. Mm. Exciting news in the Naughty After Nine front, because a certain book, a certain novella of sexy short stories has arrived.
Yeah.
It's called Erotica. 5-minute erotica.
Yeah.
That's what I should have said.
Yep.
35 sexy, passionate tales of love and seduction. They will feature next week. I'm going to hold off till next week for Flirty 930, a brand new short fiction segment.
So you teased for something that's happening next week.
I'm just saying, I don't want to blow our, you know, blow the full load of the excitement too soon. What?
I would have waited till next week to tease it.
Mate, it's on Instagram, it's on Tom and Ollie on Facebook. The photo's up there of the book, it's exciting, it's used.
Why can't we just do it tonight then?
We can, but only Adelaide and Melbourne will get to see it. I want everyone to be involved from that first moment.
We just do it tonight and then
it
back.
You want a sexy story tonight?
Yeah, I want a sexy story.
You know what? Stuff it, you get one.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Kick in excess, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. A bit of a late start today. which is totally cool. Coming up very soon, Ollie, I'm getting a guy on the phone.
That has
touched his own brain.
In the opener, we were meant to suggest all the things that are coming up in the show.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, excitedly teased to them and tickle your fancy. We forgot to do that. And so this segment now, you wanted to, I mean, dedicate time to promote what's coming up. You're right. This is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. In 20 minutes time, 30 minutes time, I'm going to get a guy on the phone who has touched his own brain.
And you don't mean the actual brain?
Don't mean the scrot. Yeah. I mean the brain.
Wow.
He's actually reached back in his head, touched it, and some things went psycho.
Wouldn't recommend that. No. Of course, Thomas, well, being a Tuesday, how Triple M are you? And it's a new version of this game because the stakes have been raised for you and you're not going to like it.
But that's not the only game we have tonight, Ollie. Up next.
And a new game. I'd say it's a new game called Have You Never Heard Of? That's all I've got.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. In the end, Linkin Park. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. I've got new music from Amy Shark coming up soon, who's an awesome new Aussie chick. She's just got some great music coming out, as well as Goanna and Pink Floyd. So, like, you're in for a good night of music. That's all I can say. And you're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions.
If you want a sexy snap, check out Tom and Ollie on Instagram or Facebook. Just put up a photo of me advertising our new novel, 5-Minute Erotica, which we will be diving into. The used copy, I will add, the used version. We'll be diving into that for a brand new one in Flirty 930. Tom, which is very exciting. But to start the show, and as you said, a late show for us tonight, but to start off, I wanted to return to what was a lot of fun last time in a game that I would simply call Have You Never Heard Of? Now, it's one of those games that is a massive long shot, and the humour and the fun of it is in that slim glimmer of hope that you might find someone who has never heard of a very popular name.
Now, the last time we played this, we had a girl who had never heard of Bruce Springsteen.
Let's hear the audio, Tom.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so I've heard his name, but I've never heard a song, and I couldn't name a single song.
Oh, okay.
Did you know he was a singer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through a couple of songs. Have you heard this song, Dancing in the Dark? This gun's for hire.
Have you been to a wedding, mate?
Yeah.
Have you lived? It goes on and on and on. She hadn't heard of any Bruce Springsteen songs, which was, to us, Tom, baffling. Would you agree?
Insane. I mean, The Boss, who's never heard of The Boss?
Now, I thought to myself, The Boss, you'd think you'd know him, but let's up the stakes further.
Don't up the stakes.
With Have You Never Heard Of.
Really?
Now, the chances, I've got a name in mind.
Yeah.
It's a political name, but I think it's one of the, I mean, it's definitely in the top two names in politics in Australia. That you'll ever hear currently.
So the reason to get involved on 133353 is if you've never heard of this person you're going to name.
Is there someone out there, Tom? And this is my question. Yeah. Oh, of course we have questions.
Yeah.
Is there someone out there? Have you never heard of Bill Shorten?
Of who?
Bill Shorten. You know Bill Shorten, Tom?
Who's that?
Well, if you haven't heard of him, that's going to undermine...
I know who he is. I was playing dumb for
good,
the listener.
Good. Well, there you go. Thank now you. Someone might know how to react if they weren't sure how to react, having not known Bill Shorten. So 133353, it's a long shot, but boy, it's fun if you can find someone. Not to ridicule. It's just, it's to ascertain as to how you could go through life having never heard of Bill Shorten.
So if you hear the name Bill Shorten and you go, who is that? 133353, give us a call. This is that new music I was talking about. It's from Amy Shark. It's called All Loved Up. Our bus loves it. We love it.
Our bus?
Our boss. Triple M.
And our bus?
Tom and Ollie, we have questions. It's Amy Shark, All Loved Up. New music here on Triple M. You might know her from her other track, Adore. She's got a new album out.
I said hi. Tell them all I said hi. Which we didn't play, but we're getting onto her now.
Yeah, it's good.
On Facebook, Tom, at Tom and Ollie.
By the way, it is Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we have questions.
Yeah, there's a sexy snap of me holding a new book of ours, an erotica book, and I am somewhat topless, open shirt. Liam said, picture for Seth, is it? Your boyfriend. So I'm guessing Seth will enjoy it. Your boyfriend will be thirsting over it. When I get home, he'll say, oh, Ollie, great snap. And he'll wink at me.
He says that I'm sexier than you, so...
He's never said that.
He has.
Has he?
100%.
Because you've asked him. That's how insecure you are. You've asked your boyfriend if you're sexier than
me. Can we just get into the content, please?
Sure. Okay. 133353. It's a huge long shot, but I've asked.
Yeah, because we have questions.
Have you never heard of Bill Shorten? After last week's success of Have You Never Heard of Bruce Springsteen, we're going even further. We're pushing the boundaries and going, have you never heard of Bill Shorten? Mm. To my mind, Tom, I mean, I love politics.
Well, who is Bill Shorten?
That's me.
For those people who don't know who Bill Shorten is, who is Bill Shorten?
Well, Tom, so far we've only found one person, but that's all we need. And I will explain maybe to her, you know, face to face, who Bill Shorten is. Evening, Stacey.
Hi.
So when we say the name Bill Shorten, what goes through your head?
Nothing.
Who do you think Bill Shorten is?
Well, you were just talking and saying politics, so something to do with politics.
Yeah, okay. So, Stacey, you don't know Bill Shorten. How old are you?
36.
Now, this game is not to ridicule.
No, but I'm intrigued as to, do you watch much news?
No, I don't watch any news.
Okay, why is that?
I just have children and it's always bad news, so I sort of have my head in the sand. My husband will tell me if there's something I need to know.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss style thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Ignorance is bliss. We don't get the newspaper. I don't buy magazines.
Yeah.
I don't go on news on my phone.
Love it. If I could, I would live by ignorance is bliss.
Well, you do, Tom.
Well, no, because I have to research for this.
But it's not good all the time, though.
Okay.
So, Stacey, private question, but who do you vote for normally?
Liberal.
Well, that might be why you haven't heard of Bill Shorten, the opposition leader leading the Labor Party.
Okay.
Yeah. You know Malcolm Turnbull?
Isn't he the president? No, the Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Well, Stacey, we couldn't have scripted a more beautiful way to wrap up that conversation. Yes, he is the Prime Minister of Australia, and Bill Shorten is the opposition leader. Well, there you go.
You're awesome, Stacey.
Stacey,
I like
congratulations on living such a successful life of ignorance, and I hope the bliss continues.
Yep.
You're awesome. I love you, Stacey. Thank you so much.
Vote Greens, mate. Come on. Get serious. Save the planet. God.
Don't put politics on the radio.
Everyone's going to call now. Tom Ollie, you're promoting the Greens. Shut up.
Not far away. We have a man who touched his own brain.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
G'day, we have questions, that's what we do. Look, Ollie, I've been browsing Reddit. I'm gonna come clean. I've been browsing Reddit.
Yeah.
And I saw a great question
during the song.
And our show is we have questions. Oh. So I'm like, that's a good question. I might ask that question.
Oh, the ads are almost over. Oh, Reddit, what's up there?
So you know when radio shows usually have like a personal story, like this happened to me yesterday, or like tonight, I can't believe this happened to me. Oh, give us a call if it's ever happened to you. That's not this. This is purely, I saw this on Reddit. Yep. I think it'd be fun to hear calls on 133353.
Yep.
And it's a great question. 133353, what's a shameful waste of money?
Oh, well, what is a shameful waste of money? Like just
don't react like it's a mate, like you've heard it for the first time. You know that it's written up on the board. No, you know the question.
No, but it came from Reddit just then. I haven't seen the question before.
It's on the board.
Well, I don't read the board.
That's our run through. It's our running sheet.
Board's stupid. It's a great question, Tom.
Thank you.
That's all you got?
Well, what's a shameful waste of money?
Yeah, well, I haven't got an answer. I just heard the question for the first time.
Well, come up with an answer quick.
Hope my partner isn't listening, but I would say weddings are a shameful waste of money because they just, you know, the average wedding costs $50,000, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, and sometimes they put a wedding tax on it. Does that make sense? Like wedding tax. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's where companies will charge you more if it's a wedding.
Disgusting. Waste of money.
You got it.
That's why we're playing Money by Pink Floyd.
No.
Next.
Yeah, good. 133353. Jump on that phone. Answer the cracking question from Reddit. What's a shameful waste of money?
Are you going to filter through and find some great answers from Reddit, from the article?
One just says expensive weddings when they can't afford it. So one person's already said what you said.
Tom, you're on fire, mate.
Thank you. So are you. Supportive show here tonight.
Good night.
We have questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's going a solid rock. Yeah, baby. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do. And we take you right through to 10 o'clock.
Good to hear you perked up, Tom. Cannot wait to hear that continue throughout the night. And you've asked a cracking question. You've been on Reddit, haven't you?
Yeah, it's like the front page of the internet. Yeah. It's like a forum. People get involved, answer questions and stuff.
It's like the laziest route to content on radio. And you found it. Congratulations.
No worries.
What
have you got on the board tonight?
A lot of things.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got one game and that's it. 133353. What's a shameful waste of money? I have been browsing Reddit. Some people say cigarettes, and I'm happy to say cigarettes.
Yep.
I think they're a shameful waste of money, aren't they?
Shameful? God, it's a strong language, though, for cigarettes.
It is, though, isn't it?
It's a personal choice, Tom. Is alcohol a shameful waste of money?
Mm.
Oh, no, because you drink. You love a drink.
Tonight, there's an $80 million lottery going on.
Yes, there is.
Would you say lottery tickets?
No, everyone deserves to have a chance to dream. God.
Okay, how about baby clothes that a designer...
Oh, sorry, what?
Designer baby clothes that they're going to grow out of.
Designer baby clothes? That's a waste of money.
How about...
You could put babies just in a rag.
Oh, my God.
You could put babies in a rag, like a loincloth, like Jesus. For the first 5 years, they don't know the difference. They don't know the difference.
Corey, 133353, thanks for getting involved on the radio version of Reddit. What's a shameful waste of money?
Now, boys, you talk about alcohol. It depends on how you buy it.
Yeah,
okay. Just left the local Dan Murphy's. Had a lady in front of me with a six-pack of the old Bowler's Rum Shiraz.
Yeah.
Walked out with a four-pack of JD cans, and I paid more.
Of course you did.
For four-pack of JDs and what you did for a six-pack of wine.
Yeah.
How is that reasonable, boys? Come on.
Well, I mean, if you want to drink something nice, I mean, Bowler's Run is a woeful drink. It's poison. It's poison. So
you can't say that.
It is.
We should charge per se to drink, I reckon. Come on.
No.
Yeah, political. It's a Thursday. Corey, we don't want to get too political. Nah. We can't handle it.
Nah, it's fun.
We've had a beer before the show.
It's fun. You know, we're looking towards the weekend.
Before, Tom went to say boss, and he said bus.
I meant...
That's where we're at. Steve, I'm on 133353. What is a shameful waste of money?
Colonic irrigation.
Ooh.
Oh. I mean, I'm going to share, but our boss today said he used to love that stuff. So
if he likes a hose up his bum and filling it with water, that's all up to him, but I think it's a shameful waste.
Have you done it, Steve?
He does love that.
Not personally, but I've seen signs advertising this stuff and even designer colonic irrigation.
Oh, designer.
Okay. Wow. Steve, what? You're knocking it before you try it?
Just anything up the bums, just not fair by my game, sorry.
Well, that's offensive.
Well, you just caught up a radio station that has a homosexual who obviously, you know, has sex, and you're saying that anything up the bum is not okay.
Wow.
Well, each to their own.
Why don't you think before you call, Steve, you stupid man.
Nice, Steve. Mark on 133353. What's a shameful waste of money? Or would you like to attack my sexuality?
Anything up the bum.
Straight on.
Shameful waste of money would be, I reckon, TAC and registration.
TAC and registration.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, how often do you need TAC, mate? Now have a look at the premiums, how high the premiums are. Whoa. I've got two cars and a Harley, and they're costing $800 each.
Yeah, but hang on. I think you're taking the angle that you're being charged too much. We're asking, you know, what do you spend money on that's...
Well, I spend money on rego, which is a big waste, mate.
Because you have to.
And then TAC, I reckon that's a big waste. I really do.
All right, well...
And the more cars you've got, you've got to pay exactly the same. I mean, why don't they...
I didn't know it was a night for just assholes to call up.
Well, I mean, Mark can have his opinion on that, but it's very hard to engage with the costings of registration, isn't it?
Yeah, or like how much do roads cost?
Yeah, I haven't got the stats here with me, but I'm sure they cost a bit of money to maintain.
G'day, John.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, John. How are you tonight?
Not bad.
Has your sexuality been under the spotlight tonight at all, John?
What'd you say?
Oh, don't worry, mate. What's a shameful waste of money?
I'd have to say, in this country, poker machines.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Pokey machines. Pokers.
I went out last night. I dropped $1,300 in 5 hours, and I didn't even feel the money go from my fingers.
Why did you do that?
Oh, because we live in Australia, mate. What else can you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Surfing.
It's a Thursday night. So close to the weekend.
It's a lot of fairly downer. I mean, we did ask the question, shameful waste of money. Did we? I guess we were asking for that, were we?
Nah. I was thinking like Netflix.
Funny stuff. You know, craft beers. We can have a banter around that. We can have a joke about craft beers. Yeah. Are they valuable? You can't banter around TAC registration and pokies.
$400 bottles of wine. That's a shameful waste of money.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Vinyls.
Nah, that's good. I like that. I like vinyl.
Because you're a hipster.
Yeah, true.
You're a bloody hipster, Tom.
Hey, get involved on the phones if you want, but try not to be a bigot. 133353, we have questions.
I don't know. I just think anything up the bum's weird.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Pink Floyd's Money. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. I can tell you, my questions are going to be flowing when we talk to the man that touched his own brain. That is not far away, just on the other side of 8 o'clock.
Is that an exclusive?
Yep.
Excellent. Tom, on Facebook, well, you've actually asked this question. What is a shameful waste of money?
Yeah, it's gotten really political, though, which is annoying, isn't it? You just wanted some fun answers about what's, you know, like Netflix is a shameful waste of money.
Here's a fun answer, Tom. Mauricio has slid into our DMs on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. And
that's lit.
Mauricio said, shameful waste of money, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards, etc., those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed to say that in the last 3 days, I have spent $300 on about 40 Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't Yu-Gi-Oh big like 10 years ago?
Yeah, I didn't even know it still existed. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hey, boys, how are you?
How's Beric tonight?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Beric.
Yeah, love it.
You ever go to Pakenham, mate, or are you staying Beric?
Nah, mate, Beric, lad.
Yeah, staying Beric. Good stuff.
What's a shameful waste of money, Dan?
Oh, fitting. It's got to be anyone that spends money on being a member of the Carlton Football Club. They are terrible.
Carlton memberships particularly.
Yeah, absolutely. What a shameful waste of money.
Well, particularly this year, isn't it embarrassing for those guys?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
And, you know, there's famous guys like Andy Lee, who's a big advocate for Carlton. I mean, he'd be embarrassed right now, wouldn't he?
Well, we're the only show to not have him on our show.
Only show. Well, that's partly why, because I'm embarrassed for Andy with the Carlton situation. Dan, who do you go for?
The Bombers, mate.
Oh, mate, same.
Oh, cool.
How are we going this season? Isn't it just a bliss to watch?
Oh, look, it's been a lot better, hasn't it? You know, we may make it through the finals, we may not, but at least we've had a red hot crack this year, and we're not whinging about
it. You can't fault the way we've gone about our game. We've gone about it with a gutsy style, as you say, and a red hot crack.
Dan, you're lucky you got on. This is one of the only times we're allowed to talk football because we're not into Sydney or Brisbane at the moment. So well done.
Right.
You picked the right time.
Yeah, it's an AFL ban otherwise, but tonight, just Melbourne. Let's talk all things footy all night, Tom. What do you reckon?
I'm going to mark that down as a big fat no.
Oh.
The guy who touched his own brain up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Cracking Thursday night.
How Triple M Are You is not far away, that game where Tom versus one of you guys in a musical challenge. And this time, Tom...
You'd have to be pretty into Triple M, by the way, to play How Triple M Are You.
Yeah, well, the stakes have been upped because I've realised that if you win...
Yeah.
Sorry, if you lose,
yeah.
there's no result from that.
Yeah, sure.
That is changing from now on. If you lose this challenge, this musical quiz, there is a stake.
Oh, my God. It sounds like Fred Bassett in the comic all over again.
Does it?
Yeah, you know, when Hamish and Andy used to...
Yeah, everyone's thinking that, man. Everyone's thinking that.
Well, we're the only show to not have Hamish and Andy on here.
Didn't want them
flogging
on.
Flogging their true stories.
They
which
offered.
Is awesome, by the way. They didn't offer.
They offered. We didn't want it.
No, if they offered, we would have had them.
Don't say that.
We have questions. That's what we have. And up next, when you hear a story about a man who has touched his brain, you go, oh, yeah, I've got some questions for that guy. So let's get him on the phone up next.
You keep saying up next. Is it up next?
Yeah, it's actually up next.
Okay, good.
It's Steve the Labourer. God. He's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, up next. Yes, the Killers. Somebody told me. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We can taste the weekend. We have questions. We've got new John Butler trio to spin for you soon, as well as Midnight Oil and The Cure. Good night of music here. And, of course, if you're a big Triple M fan, you'll have a shot to go head-to-head with me very soon in a game we call How Triple M Are You. When your partner comes home, Ollie, and they say, I talked to a man today, or I was working with a man today who had touched his own brain, I go, yeah, I've got questions for that guy.
It does sound pretty shocking. And when you say his own brain, you're not talking about a penis.
Not a scrot.
Oh, nope. Look at this brain shape. You mean his real brain?
His actual brain. His name's Steve. He works with my boyfriend, Seth. Hey, Steve.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, buddy.
Steve, are you a colleague of Tom's boyfriend, Seth?
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm lucky to work with Seth, hey?
And you're aware that he's a Trump supporter?
Oh, God.
Fake news.
He hasn't elaborated on that.
Yeah, well,
I think most Trump supporters like to keep that on the DL.
Yeah, exactly. I bet he is. But I found out through his rent application to my house.
Shut up, Steve.
But now you know, Steve, you can ask him about it. But right now we have questions for you, Steve, because this story sounds ridiculous.
Start from the start. What happened? Where were you? All that kind of thing.
Yeah, so basically, as I was saying to Seth today, when I was young, like I'm 31 now, so some people would still consider that young, but when I was 15, I got caught up just, you know, doing like silly stuff, and I was doing some graffiti, and like I got quite kind of caught up with that when I was, like a teenager, and I like used to go out onto the subway and stuff like that.
A bit of a larrikin, yeah.
Silly
boy.
So anyway, I went to Mount Waverley one night. I'd noticed that there was like a spot that I wanted to do as you pull into the train station. It was like kind of like a sub power box, you know, like maybe a story and a half high. And it had all these big kind of wires coming out of it, like cables with the big green rings around them. Those like kind of like power lines, and they were hissing and humming like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So they were obviously live, but I didn't really know too much about, you know, taking precautions when I was a teenager. So I climbed up on the box and, basically just lost balance, you know, halfway through painting. And I fell and hit those lines. And because I was painting graffiti, I was obviously holding a metal spray can. So, like, 20,000 volts entered, like, my body. The entry wound was my left hand. And it kind of, like, shot out, like, both my feet. It blew a couple of toes off my left foot.
It literally blew the toes off.
Well, it kind of like fried them so bad that they were like charcoal little nubs.
Oh my God.
I remember, they had to get cut off.
At this stage, Steve, I probably should say a content warning for those with young listeners in the car because it can get quite graphic. Go on.
Yeah. All right. So basically the first thing that happened after I kind of like hit the wires is it kind of blew me against the wall and I fell on this little kind of metal maintenance platform that's still about a story off the ground. And I must have been there for about an hour and a half because I woke up and I looked down and I saw like all the ambulance and fire brigade and the police and stuff trying to figure out a way how they could get inside and access the building and potentially rescue me. But when I looked down, I saw they had like a plastic zip bag there. Like they'd been there for a while and I'm like, that's a body up there. We can smell burning hair. He's definitely dead. But then, like, I just woke up and I was like, kind of like looking at my own body bag.
Oh my God!
So you were alone, were you?
Yeah, and they were like, "Don't move!" Because as I woke up on that metal, like maintenance platform, I looked up and there was this hissing wire with those green rings like right next to my head, and I almost like bit into it again, pretty much. But like, the first thing I felt was like this kind of like really intense almost like warm pins and needles in my head. And I remember, like, with my right hand, I, like, softly just, like, started running my hand through my hair, and then it slipped into this deep, warm kind of ravine. And, like, I remember at that point, like, my hand was actually inside my melon pretty much. And, like, my vision went kind of, like, blue. Like, if I was...
When you touched the brain, your vision changed.
Yeah, kind of like I was looking through a sheet of cellophane, like the colour of... So it's like, you know, the back of a TV when there's, like, cords, you know, and you bump them and the picture kind of flickers and goes a weird colour. It was kind of like I was, like, nudging the cords connected to my eyes and the colour was kind of flickering, you know what I mean?
It must have been the occipital lobe, which is the area for eyesight and other sensory areas. Steve, so from that moment, were you able to get down?
Well, the fire brigade kind of, like, pulled out this kind of massive piece of cloth that was meant to kind of, like, break my fall. And they were just, like, just softly roll off, mate, just roll off. And so then I rolled off and it totally didn't break my fall. Like, I just kind of, like... Smashed your brain even further.
Steve, do you mind sticking around? I've got more questions for you, especially about your recovery, because I find that quite interesting to do with the hand that was electrocuted. But 133353, hearing about those wires that were crossed there, the blue cellophane-y style thing.
Well, Steve's brain wires, not the actual electric wires.
Yeah, totally.
We wanted to try and find stories, anything like Steve's, where your brain has either been addled with in some way, or at least it's just played tricks on you. Have you experienced, like, that kind of warping of sensory overload?
133353, has your mind ever played tricks on you? It's a long shot, I know.
Or have you touched your brain?
If you have touched your brain, I mean, the other thing is open brain surgery. Don't you have to be awake for that? So if anybody's been through that experience.
Oh, right.
For sure, 133353.
Just grey matter chat.
We'll hear more from Steve up next. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Midnight Oil with Cozzy Osco. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. So I've got that new John Butler Trio track that I'm going to chuck on next called Home. We also will play How Triple M Are You very soon, where the stakes have been risen.
Yeah, it's good fun, Tom. You're going to hate it, but I think a bit of fun for everyone else.
But if you've just joined us, we're talking to Steve the labourer, who works with my boyfriend Seth, who was spray painting when he was 6 years old, and he accidentally hit some pretty electrical wires that kind of blew him across a platform onto a little bench, and it's pretty full on.
He was thrown across this thing he was on, and his fingers were charred, his feet were charred. Steve, was that the extent of the damage, or was there any long term like brain damage or anything like that?
Well, actually, my surgeon and doctors said that, you know, you kind of got to, like, live your life, and if you notice any significant changes or even minor changes in your personality, you can just pretty much presume, yeah, that's because you fried yourself. It's like there's no real... They can't, like, open up your head and investigate everything and check it out, like the interior of a car. It's just like, you know, you can scan it and stuff like that, but, like, it's been zapped by 20,000 volts.
It's cooked. Pretty big, like, it's just charge.
Cooked. Yeah. You can't uncook it. I actually get really bad... I get bad eye floaters, like these huge kind of... You know those worms, if you've ever looked at, like, the sky or something, you see those little gel-like worms? Like, I have huge ones of those, like, that cascade across my vision, and I reckon that has something to do with just getting such a...
Totally. Well, if your mind has ever played tricks on you, 133353, I know it's a long shot, but we'd love to hear from you.
Well, has your mind been altered? Mm. Steve, when your toes got fried, as you said, can you fix that?
Not really. I mean, like, if you lose your big toe, I think it's going to throw you out a bit, because that's pretty much what, you know, your main toe when it comes to balance. The other ones are kind of, like, decorative, really. Like, I don't really ever feel, like, put out because I'm missing a couple of little toes.
The rest of it is sexy.
How about your hand, though, Steve, that was holding the spray can when you got electrocuted? That was pretty much blown to pieces, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's not ideal, because I was obviously, it's my preferred hand. I was left-handed, so things like lighting obviously became hard. Like, I didn't even really know anything about the human anatomy until my accident. Like, I didn't even realize that there's actually two long kind of staff-like bones in your forearm, and mine were completely exposed. Like, the whole forearm had melted off, and it just looked like two white poles that had been splashed with a bit of lasagna.
I don't know voltage, but what was the voltage that, or did you know? Did you find out?
Yeah, it was 20,000 volts, like, which, like, they reckon's crazy. Like, Sparky's, like, it was like freakish that I survived. So
20,000 volts.
Oh yeah, I've never like looked at my injuries and gone like, oh, you know, I'm real unlucky. I just feel like I'm lucky to even like have a hand at all. Like my surgeon's pretty gnarly, the fact that he was able to like recreate my hand, so to speak. Like he used various sites all over my body. Like he cut a few muscles out of my right forearm.
Wow.
Stuck them to my left forearm.
What?
And he like cut nerves out of my right ankle, made small incisions in my finger and transplanted nerves from my right ankle into my left fingers. Then he also like used like a donor site from my back, cut flesh to kind of fill out and make me look like I've got a forearm. And now dudes like your partner Seth that I work with, I have to tell them about the injuries for them to notice it. Like that's how much of a good job he did. Like I have to go, hey, check out my hand. Like, look how cooked it is. And they're like, holy shit, now that I look closer, it actually does look mangled.
Wow.
You know, but you have to really inspect it.
Well, Steve, one of the most amazing parts of that story was that part you told early on about when you touched your brain and the colours changed. Literally, as you touched your brain with your finger, the colouring changed. So on 1-triple-3-5-3, I'd love to know if anyone's ever had any mind-altering experiences like that of Steve's, or if your brain has played tricks on you, or if you've had some kind of just cerebral weirdness. I mean, it's amazing stuff.
Rita, have you had some tricks of the mind?
Oh, yes, I had a brain tumour removed last year. And when I was recovering in hospital after it had been removed, I used to look out the window next to me onto the roof of the hospital, and it looked to me, I thought that there were meerkats standing all over the roof.
Oh, wow. That's specific.
Yeah. I thought they were meerkats. Like my head was telling me they couldn't be meerkats,
but it
looked like meerkats.
Well,
I think that they might have been like little chimneys or something on the roof.
Wow. That's insane stuff. That would have been frightening.
Wow, perfect. Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing we want. 1-triple-3-5-3 is our number.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Any mind-altering experiences or morphing of the brain where just things are playing up weirdly?
This is the new one from John Butler Trio. It's called Home. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. That's the new one from John Butler Trio called Home. Head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member to let us know what you think about it. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Ollie, you uploaded a shirtless photo to our Facebook for some reason.
Hey, open shirt.
At Tom and Ollie if you want to check it out. But there's some thirsty comments. Like Rhiannon said, awesome, you got it. I think she means
the book. The fiction book that's about the erotic fiction.
Scott said he could have that book upside down and nobody would know.
Oh, Scott, stop it, please.
And then
what's your number?
And then a guy called Matt Winchester said, I'd like to buy all your tickets in GIF.
In GIF form. Yeah. And Matthew just said, development show. So spot on from Matthew. Tom, pretty soon we're going to get to a brand new version of How Triple M Are You?
Really?
It's a musical challenge where you go head to head against a worthy listener.
Okay. Well, we have questions. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, g'day, Adelaide. You've just joined us. What's going on?
Welcome, Adelaide. Welcome to the fun. You've missed some of the best radio you'll ever hear.
Oh, my
or,
God.
Or won't hear in your case. But
they can check it out by downloading the Triple M app and catching up that way. You can catch up on all your favourite shows via the Triple M app, Ollie.
Sure can. It's an exciting night, Tom. A couple of new additions. One is the erotic novel that's arrived in our hot little hands.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it here. 5-minute erotica, a number of short stories called... Well, there's one called Chemistry. I've got Bad Kitty here.
Yeah, are you going to read any, though? Because before you were teasing it, and then you weren't going to read
yes,
any.
Yes, I'm going to read one out tonight at 9:30.
Wow. Okay.
Flirty 9:30, it's called.
Nice.
But not only that, Tom.
We'll inform you of a thing called sploshing as well.
Yes, we will. But, Tom, up next, How Triple M Are You will be played. But there is a twist, my friend.
What's
there
that
is
game
a change.
As well? What's the Triple
it's
M
It's a
game?
Musical challenge.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where I've got 5 songs. You've got to guess the song in
now.
A bit of a quiz format.
Do you want people to call now?
Don't call just yet because I've got to reveal to you the stakes.
Yeah.
Your job is on the line as always,
but
there is something further on the line for you that you're not going to like if you are to lose.
Here we go.
So you're going to want to win.
Is this a stunt? Is this a prank?
Not really.
Oh, okay. That's good. We don't do that. We'll stick around. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. The Cure... The Cure with Friday I'm in Love.
Two Pot Screamer.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions, and we want to know your cute names for your genitals very soon.
Toucan Tommy.
That's what our boss wants us to ask. We have questions. Yeah, what's a cute name for your genitals coming up? You want me to fire this off?
Right now, Tom. Play it away.
Ugh.
Tom and Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
That's right. It's a game we play on a Thursday. It's a musical quiz, and Tom, you go head-to-head with a listener. And
not just any listener, someone who thinks that they're the biggest Triple M fan going around.
If that is you, call now, 133353, if you're a big fan of the music and you reckon you can name the songs quickly and accurately.
Why are you pointing with the 5-minute erotica book?
I'm doing a bit of a Malcolm Turnbull. I'm making my point clear by pointing a book. I should put this prop down, though, and lift up this prop here, Tom, because I realise that when we play this game, we always jokingly say that your job's on the line. Mm. And so if you lose the challenge, then, of course, you know, you lose your job. Yep. It's a fake threat.
Sure.
There's nothing really on the line.
Because nobody else could do my job.
Well,
they can't press buttons. You know what?
For now, Tom,
songs.
I'll give you that win.
No one
could do your job.
No.
But there should be something at stake for you when you play and lose this game, How Triple M Are You? And so I realized that what should be at stake is you should be forced to be more Triple M. If you lose the challenge, if you lose to the contender, you should be forced to prove your worth and prove how embedded you are in the format, in the brand.
Well, that's fair enough because, I mean, I'm a big Triple M fan.
Well, Tom.
I'm very Triple M. I didn't get this job just because I'm gay and it's a diversity hire.
Okay. You said your bit. Now, your only bit you do.
Oh, my God.
What's going to happen, Tom, from now on, if you lose, you'll be punished. And the first punishment this week, if you do lose... Mm. You need to wear this vintage Triple M t-shirt. It's a Foo Fighters t-shirt. You need to wear this at work all next week.
I'd be proud to.
All next week.
It's got a green Foo Fighters in a word art style curve.
It's a black. It's grey black.
I'd call it a gunmetal grey. And then underneath Foo Fighters in green, they have a four-leaf clover with FF. In the middle. Now, in my...
You're a hipster. You would never wear this normally. You're not really a band t-shirt guy. You wouldn't normally wear a Fooey shirt.
I was wearing the War on Drugs t-shirt last night.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of shirt you would wear normally?
Definitely, because I'm a massive Triple M fan.
Great. Would you wear it for 4 days in a row?
Definitely not.
Well, that's what's going to happen next week if you lose this challenge.
Can I also say that FF in my community means something completely different?
Oh, really?
Mm.
Bit of a McDonald's chow down, then a bit of a boom boom.
No, that's definitely not what it means.
Like a
no.
No. Nah. Not a big.
If you hold your arm up, that's probably a good.
I was thinking fat, but it's not fat.
No.
Take the A out and put an I and an S in there. Tom, that's how it's going to work, okay? If you cannot win, you will lose and you will be forced to wear this shirt for the rest of the week.
All right, fair next enough. Week.
Well, so 133353, call now.
I could beat anyone though, Ollie. There's no Triple M fan that's bigger than me.
Please, I want someone who knows their stuff, who knows the music to verse Tom. After the Stones, we will get you head to head with Tom, and hopefully, you get the prize. And in doing so, Tom gets the punishment.
We have questions. How Triple M are you? 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Woman, Triple M. Tom and Ollie, we have questions. After 9 o'clock, we're going to educate you in something we've found, which is called sploshing.
Sploshing, Tom. Oh God, it's sticky and sweet all at the same time.
And Ollie's How Triple M Are You?
Here we go.
A musical challenge, Tom, that requires you to go head-to-head with a listener.
Easy.
I need to move my microphone. I wasn't ready for this.
Oh, you want mic two?
I was too busy on Instagram talking about the brand new stakes that I've introduced to this game.
Yep.
Check it out, Tom and Ollie, to see the shirt.
Yep.
The grey / black Foo Fighters shirt that you have to wear if you lose this game.
Yep.
I think it's fair that
it's pleasurable.
There are stakes here. If who's our contender? Sam. Let's meet Sam. Evening, Sam.
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. How confident are you with the music we play?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I had a bit of a moment just a minute ago with the test song.
Oh,
so we'll see how we go. But I got there in the end.
Yeah, did you? Because I said it. Honky Tonk Woman.
Eli, our producer, was there no one who was actually good?
Sam's the best.
For God's sake. All right, Sam, I'm fighting for you, mate.
Why can you get Sean on who says, please don't play Amy Shark on Triple M ever again? And we're like, okay, well, what should we play? And he's like, Foo Fighters. It's like, well, we can play other songs
We play a lot of Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But let's stay on task here.
Sorry.
Now, Tom, you know how this works. Yep. It's best of five. You name the song artist and title.
Yep.
And you buzz in with your name. So, Sam, your name's Sam.
Easy.
And Tom is Tom. I've got the songs here. I'm just going to take this off view only. I'm fighting for you, Sam. Here we go. Let's get to it.
Song number one?
Song number one, Tom. I'll That's
score.
Correct.
I'll score. I'm waiting for Sam.
Come on, Sam. Why? Did you know it?
Yeah.
You're going easy.
Sam.
Here we go.
Sam.
Here we go.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, it is, mate.
Here we go.
The glorious Bruce Springsteen.
Glory Days.
Oh, it's Glory Days.
Don't you dare.
Very good, mate. That is good stuff.
I was giving that to him, and he had Shazam on in the background. Well done, Sam.
Did not have Shazam. He hasn't got Shazam.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Song number two. Well done, Sam. This is big for you.
Tom. Oh, thanks for the little bit extra. Is that...
you need it.
It's Jet, Cold Hard Bitch.
Rude.
It was almost Grinspoon's Hard Act to Follow because it starts with that same chord, chord. Yeah. You're a hard act to follow. Dun, dun,
yeah, but not
dun,
as gritty.
Just a fine looking fellow.
Sam, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Just
stewing on that one. Yeah. I knew that one, just wasn't quick enough.
Good, buddy.
All right, here we go. One all. Song number three.
Ah. Oh. I know.
Tom, The Divinyls, Science Fiction.
Thank you very much.
Sam?
Not good.
Not good.
What's this first two, this one?
It's best of five, so it's kind of first to three.
Yeah, so you have to get this to stay in the game.
All right, no pressure.
Here we go.
Lots of pressure.
Sam.
Oh, yeah, good.
Same.
Black Dog, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, baby. That is too old.
Why'd you do song five instead of song four?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Why are you watching what I press?
Well, because I can see it's my screen.
Just let go, mate. Just for a second, can you let go?
Can't.
The Decider. Lads, here we go. Sam, for you to win and win a Triple M prize pack and to force Tom to wear Foo Fighters t-shirt he would never wear all of next week.
Yeah.
That's the real prize.
That is the real prize. That's everyone's real prize. That's what we're all gunning for here. Sure, song number five.
Sam's a prize pig. Ah! Picking up the pieces. I'm so.
Come on, Sam. Someone doesn't know it.
Nah, I do.
Oh, dear. Sam.
Oh, he's buzzed in.
He's
yes,
Shazam.
Sam.
He's Shazam.
Crying shame, Diesel.
Oh, he's Shazam.
That's a bloody big win. That's a huge Shazam win right there, and I'm paying it.
No Shazam, promise, boys.
Cross your heart and hope to die?
That's it. Cross my heart.
All right. Well, mate, I trust you because you're a good guy.
Oh, here we
That is amazing. Tom, here you go. Chuck it on now.
No, you said all next
shirt.
Week.
Bang, ow. There it is, in your face. And congrats to Sam. You win yourself a Triple M prize pack.
Oh,
we haven't got any prizes right now, so we'll try and find something for you.
Give you a key ring.
Give you a signed portrait of me.
All right.
Okay, cool. Yep, on you, mate. Love you.
Cheers, buddy.
Love you, Sam.
Stick around. We want to ask you about your cute name for your genitals.
Put the shirt on, mate.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's pride in the name of love, you two, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. I'm here wearing my Foo Fighters t-shirt, the FF t-shirt. Those in the gay world will know what FF stands for, and it's not Foo Fighters.
Tell us what it stands
for. I'm not telling you at all.
I'm sure it's not dirty. You gay guys are lovely, clean boys.
Oh, here we go. Another straight guy telling us how gay guys are. Thanks, mate. I really need you telling me.
You are lovely, friendly guys that the family loves to meet.
Oh, shut up. Oh, this is Tom's mate, Seth. No, he's my boyfriend.
He's lovely. He dresses very nicely.
We had a meeting with our big boss today, the head of Triple M, and he's like, hey, guys, I've got a great question for you. Cute names for your genitals.
You're going to palm this whole thing off to the boss.
He said that. He said, mate, you're more than welcome to palm it off to me. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
I
said, it's a naughty after nine style thing. He said, it's not naughty. Chuck it in the show, guys. I went, all right, well, here we go. Naughty names for your genitals.
No, it's not naughty. It's cutesy. It's fun.
Cute names for your genitals.
Cute names. Cute names that your partner might have for your genitals. I'm guessing that's how it would work.
Yeah.
I don't have a name for my own. Do you? I don't do that.
I don't have a name for anyone's genitals.
No, neither. So, hopefully like, our boss calls up to answer his own question.
133353. Look, we don't think that anyone names their genitals cutesy things. So, give us a call to help us, A, to help us keep our jobs, but B, to find out if anybody actually does have cute names for your genitals or your partner's genitals.
Sometimes my girlfriend, Sarah, does.
I don't want to know.
Feeling a bit, she's feeling a bit catty.
I don't want to know. She'll... No one wants to know.
Well, this is what you've asked the question. So she points at it and goes, oh, look at that little thing. Isn't it cute?
That's pretty funny.
It's like a little turtle, she says sometimes.
Oh, my. One 3353. So if you do have...
It's not like a turtle. Well, can be like a turtle. 1-3-3-5-3. What are we asking? Cute names for your genitals. What? Mate, support me. I'm trying to share.
Oh, sorry. Hey, this is New Living End. It's called Don't Lose It. Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We have questions. It's Don't Lose It, The Living End. New music from those guys. We have questions. That's what we do. Our names are Tom and Ollie, and this is Triple M. Look, I'm going to put a content warning on this, even though it's before 9 o'clock.
Okay, Dave Grohl.
Is that
because you're wearing a Foo Fighters t-shirt? That, yeah, that
would,
you hate.
Would Dave Grohl wear a Foo Fighters t-shirt?
Definitely. He loves his own music.
Yeah, but would he wear his own t-shirt?
Definitely.
Our boss, we had a meeting with him today. He said, guys, do cute names for your genitals. I reckon there's heaps out there.
Well, he wasn't wrong, Tom.
Really?
Well, on Facebook, Nick messaged. He said, RE, cute names for genitals.
Yeah.
Me wife...
Content warning.
Me wife calls mine Russell Crowbar. Lol.
Cute or weird?
I want to know why, but there's probably no reason.
G'day, Braden.
How are we, guys? Yeah,
very good. Very good, Braden.
This isn't my personal one. This is one that I actually heard in a movie a few years ago.
Hey, and so do you call it this, or is it just something that you heard in a movie? Are you calling the radio to repeat something that was said in a movie?
I had a joke about it with my missus. She hasn't actually called it that. But
that's okay. You've had an IRL conversation.
Just pretend that you have used it. What is it?
It's Stanley. And it's named Stanley because there's
We don't need to know.
I want to know why.
I don't think we need to know.
There's no story if he just says name Stanley. It's not a bit.
It's funnier, though.
It's not a radio bit.
Leave them wanting more.
I want a lot more. Braden, why is it called Stanley?
It's because there's a power drill company named Stanley.
Yeah, bravo. There you go, Tom. Like that's called the completion of a story, dickhead.
Yeah.
Brendan, how are you?
Good, lad. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for asking. tell us about your cute names for your genitals.
Yeah, so not for mine, for female genitalia. Oh. We have a self-sourcing bird burger.
No. No.
Brendan, has anyone
not going back to Brendan?
Has anyone ever said
no? I'm not going back to Brendan.
Why not? Self-sourcing.
Because... No, don't. Shush.
What? You asked the question. You hate the answers.
My boss asked the question, Ollie. I'm simply
your boss.
The
asked
communicator.
The question. He wants the answers.
He doesn't want that answer.
Self-sourcing pudding.
No.
Far out. You are pathetic.
G'day, Tom.
You want the guts to answer the question?
How are you, mate?
My job's on the line here, but what's the cute name for your genitalia?
My Jets crackers.
Yep.
Hilarious.
G'day, Justin.
Justin.
Yo.
Justin, yeah, mate. What's your name for your genitals?
Hey, mate. My missus always calls it that thing. She's always telling me, get that thing away from me.
Okay.
That thing. You got that thing. That's a bit of Lauryn Hill.
Kane.
90s R&B.
G'day, Kane.
How are you, lad?
What's your name for the genitals?
The Ninja.
Yeah, okay.
The Ninja. Because it's quick. It's stealthy.
And silent.
Oh.
Silent?
Yeah.
Silent.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Sorry, Tom's just riding those faders real hard in this one.
Whew. Certainly am.
Any good answer, shut it down. Don't want to hear it. Oh, just the boring answers, please. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Good show. We're going to ruffle your sheets now to show that you're doing something to add value.
Matt,
aesthetic.
You can
done.
End this. No, come
done.
On, mate.
Yes, am I on?
Yeah. Let me just check. Yes,
yeah,
okay,
you're on.
I've
actually
got I've got my name, but my son's also got his nickname.
That's weird, but okay.
Let's just come on.
My son calls his the Battleship.
Yep.
And I call mine the Destroyer.
Brilliant. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.